Is the following correct? The three characteristics can be seen as verbs. The end of dukkha occurs when the three characteristics are fully understood, so that it is realized that there is no subject or I to whom the object is dukkha-ing. Dukkha in the outside world continues, but one who realizes the truth is not dukkhed by it, because anatta is understood. I hope my questions make sense. But one, I think it's great that you're just reflecting and rolling it over in the mind, and these are these are ways of looking at experience and that sense of coming to a new perspective or a different perspective, or being able to hold it in a slightly different way. I think that's it's really helpful, and there is a certain correctness to it. But I think what is more, correct or beneficial is the sense that one is really reflecting and pondering and in a way that allows one to see these characteristics more clearly.